It's time for our second feature. On the 150th anniversary of the birth of Ralph Vaughan Williams, we hear from Rowan Mantell of the Evening News that local historians have researched how the songs of Norfolk fishermen inspired him. Extracts from his article are read by Christine Gillam.
King's Lynn fishermen inspired one of England's greatest classical composers, but the wild tune he adored accompanied a terrible story of torture and death at sea. Keen to preserve the folk songs passed from singer to singer without ever being written down, Ralph Vaughan Williams noted down the words and music he heard in Lynn, publishing them in journals of folk songs, weaving their harmonies into his own music, and even transforming a folk song about a poacher into a hymn tune he called King's Lynn. Vaughan Williams, born exactly 150 years ago, became fascinated with folk music. Worried that ancient songs were being forgotten and lost, he began collecting words and tunes across the country. In January 1905, he travelled to Norfolk, visiting Tilney, Sheringham and King's Lynn. In Lynn, he heard fisherman James Dougie Carter sing The Captain's Apprentice. Vaughan Williams thought it the most beautiful tune he had ever heard, despite its terrible story of a ship's captain torturing and killing his child apprentice. Musician, historian and writer Caroline Davison said, "The wild melody of The Captain's Apprentice, as sung by Carter, became the main theme in Vaughan Williams's Norfolk Rhapsody No. 1 and deeply influenced his later work. In old age, the composer claimed that the cadences of the tune finally opened the door to an entirely new world of melody, harmony and feeling." His week-long stay yielded around 70 folk songs. Not yet famous when he first heard the Captain's Apprentice, he went on to change the course of English classical music, turning away from Germanic influence and tying it into folk traditions. The first of his three Norfolk Rhapsodies opens with the tune of The Captain's Apprentice and features two more songs he heard in Lynn, The Bold Young Sailor and On Board a 98, a type of sailing ship. Norfolk folk tunes also feature in Vaughan Williams's A Sea Symphony, composed in Sheringham, and he turned the tune of a song called Young Henry the Poacher into a hymn, O God of Earth and Altar, naming the music King's Lynn. In their forthcoming book, A Norfolk Rhapsody, Ralph Williams in King's Lynn, Jill Bennett and Elizabeth James explored Vaughan Williams's week in Norfolk. Published on October 12th, the 150th anniversary of the composer's birth, it includes the words and musics of the songs he discovered in Norfolk. Caroline Davison researched the sad life and violent death of Lynn child apprentice Robert Eastick for her book, The Captain's Apprentice, Ralph Vaughan Williams and the Story of a Folk Song. At the age of 80, Vaughan Williams returned to King's Lynn to talk about the songs he had collected in the town half a century before.
Thank you, Christine.